T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And while everybody wants to keep talking about the Big Four, the Bucks, the Raptors, the Celtics, and the Sixers, even with an injury, the Pacers are still right there. They have not gone anywhere. Joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he covers the team for Fox Sports Indiana, Jeremiah Johnson, the pre- and post-game show host on their broadcast. Thanks for a couple minutes, man. How you doing?
Hey, Jeremiah.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. These are good times in Milwaukee. We were there first week of the season, and you guys were in the baseball playoffs, and now you're making plans for a deep NBA run. Life's good, right?
Yeah.
Don't jinx it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I remember when I think of the Pacers, I think of the Bucks went down there and lost a hard-fought series with the Pacers in a Game 5 like 20 years ago. The Bucks had some pretty good runs with the Pacers back then.
Yeah, they had some really good games. The Pacers won NBA Finals appearance in 2000. They had to come from behind or at least win a very close game, I think, against the Bucks in that first round, or they don't even make the NBA Finals. So there were some really good games. Of course, fans around here watch a lot of Bucks games back in the day when Glenn Robinson was there, and can remember some good matchups, and maybe we'll see a playoff matchup again this season. And I'm with you. I've been kind of reaching out on Twitter just a little bit, because every time I read an article or I hear someone on a national podcast, they mention Big Four, and they conveniently leave out the team that's kind of solidly in third. It gets a little frustrating, but I guess we're used to it here.
Well, I'm guilty of writing them off when Oladipo got hurt, and you think, all right, well, the Pacers, they had such a nice start that they'll still make the playoffs, but they'll get bounced in the first round by one of these teams, and yet they've won 6 in a row. They're still very much alive for, they're only 4.5 games behind the Bucks. You win tonight and you have a good second half after the All-Star break. I mean, everything's still in play for them. So how have they been able to continue to win despite losing their best player?
Last year when Victor Oladipo did not play, this team was 0-7. And I think that's what people kind of remember. They remember last year's team was so reliant on Oladipo. But when he was out in November and December, they were 7-4. And they played, you could argue, better team basketball during the stretch that he was out than when he came back. I mean, there were some obvious, understanding that they weren't going to be able to win at an elite level without him. But after the 4-game losing streak when he was injured against the Raptors, and you knew he'd be out for the season, where I think everybody just had a little bit of a cloud over, it was just difficult because you just had these grand hopes and they just kind of, you said, oh, it's not going to be this season. They went and visited Victor in Miami after his surgery, and they haven't lost since. And I think they're just moving the basketball pretty well. They have guys, every player on their team almost, it seems like, is playing at a career-best kind of season. And as Nate McMillan said yesterday, they asked him the difference between this year and last year without Oladipo, and he said, we're a better team. And you look at Miles Turner, he is significantly better this season than he was last season. Thaddeus Young could be playing the best basketball of his career. Bojan Bogdanović definitely is. You've had guys that nobody outside of, the central Indiana area really know that much about Thaddeus Young and Bojan Bogdanović, and they've each been named an Eastern Conference Player of the Week. Now, I could argue, Giannis probably should have won the award for last week, but Bojan, contributed to the Pacers winning 5 straight games, and I just think that everybody's kind of bought in, and they're a unique NBA team that's not driven by one superstar right now, and they're all buying in, and we'll just have to see how long it lasts.
Bogdanović, yeah, he's kind of had a more important role, I feel, in the offense with the Pacers since the Oladipo injury.
Oh, absolutely. He's over 20 points in 5 of the last 6 games. And, I can remember when the team signed him a couple of off seasons ago, the same time that they acquired Victor Oladipo. And I just kind of shrugged my shoulders a little bit. I was like, oh, yeah, that guy, he used to, knock down some shots with the Nets. And I remembered the Wizards acquired him at the trade deadline. And even last year, I feel like he just tried to fit in a little bit. He's kind of naturally quiet. His demeanor's not really outgoing, but he is kind of out of his shell a little bit this season. He's been funny. You can tell how much he enjoys being around, and he's embraced the opportunity. He plays all summer for Croatia, and he's the go-to guy. So he's used to that role, just not in the NBA. And so with Victor out, Nate McMillan told him he's going to diagram more plays for him. He didn't want him to put too much pressure on himself, but he's a confident guy, and if you're going to give him an extra few shots and a bigger role in the offense, he'll gladly take it. And hey, he's in a contract year, as so many of these Pacers are, so they all know if I have a few more opportunities, it's going to look better in the offseason.
Jeremiah Johnson, pregame, postgame host with Fox Sports Indiana. The Pacers still on a pretty nice roll here. They've won six in a row. 38 and 19, 4.5 behind the Bucks, who will go visit the Pacers tonight. Regular season, one thing. Playoffs will be different. There's been a lot of people up here, Bucks fans, that, you know, we've got this monkey on our back that they haven't won a first-round playoff series since 2001, and so you wonder how will regular season basketball transition to a seven-game series basketball. Are the Pacers equipped for a long playoff run, or are there weaknesses that can be exposed, do you think, throughout the duration of a series?
Yeah, it's an obvious question, and I think, you know, I don't like to go back to 2001. I just looked at the last three or four seasons where some of these guys were around, but for the Pacers, it's such a new group. I mean, 3 years ago when they lost to the Raptors in the first round, Miles Turner was the only current Pacer on that roster. And, you know, to your question about can they make a deep playoff run, without Oladipo, even when they started this recent winning streak, they had a hard-fought win against Miami and one against New Orleans, and they really struggled down the stretch, and that's where I feared in a close playoff game they would be looking for Oladipo, and I didn't know who would step up. And that's where I do think the signing of Wesley Matthews can really help. It's rare that you sign someone, you know, that had been waived or cut, and they start for you. And Matthews isn't maybe the same player he was. I mean, you are well familiar with him with his days at Marquette, but I think he has that veteran leadership. He likes to take shots with the game on the line, and they needed someone in that spot. So before they picked up Matthews, I would have said it'll be a struggle in any close game, and we'll have to see how he fits in, but he has embraced the opportunity, hit a couple of big threes late in a victory against the Hornets. I still think they probably will miss Oladipo, but their defense is such that they can be in any playoff series. Number two defense right now in the NBA, and I just think that if you play that kind of defense, you'll be in every game, and you'll have enough time here in the next couple of months to find your new go-to guy, to figure out how you operate late in close games without Oladipo. Nothing would surprise me. And they have a few guys on this team. I mentioned Thaddeus Young, Darren Collison, now bringing in Matthews. Some guys that realize this may be their last best chance at a deep run. So they're not willing to sacrifice this season and say, Victor's hurt, we're not going to try to do anything at this point. I think last year they thought they were the better team against the Cavs in the first round. They lost in a seven-game series. If they get to a first-round series, I give them a chance. You know, it'll be dependent upon who you play. And right now, if they can get into three, awesome. If they can get 4 or 5 and they're the team with home court advantage, I give them a fighter's chance.
Seen stuff on social media that maybe the Pacers in the offseason would be interested in Chris Middleton. You know anything about that at all?
Yeah, I mean, you can't do the same thing.
You don't work for the team, do you?
I'm not. What'd you say?
Do you work for the team?
I do work for the team.
Then you probably can't say anything. That's tampering.
The team in Fox Sports.
Tampering.
Yeah, I'll speak in generalities that they they want to acquire someone to, you know, even before Victor got hurt. I think the plan this summer was, you know, to bring back some of these guys on the end of their contracts, but to find another star. And whether Chris Middleton's that guy, I'm not for sure, but, you know, you could certainly put a list of the available free agents and say point guards and wings are maybe the two area spots where this team could use some help. And so if he fits, he fits. But, you know, who knows at this point?
The Pacers could have a nice run. Obviously, I would think that you're rooting somewhat for that. But these other teams, these other four teams, the Bucks, the Raptors, the Celtics, and the Sixers, who do you think is – It's their East to lose. Who do you think is most likely to, I'll just say, face Golden State in June?
You know, I would have said through December, Toronto, just because I thought that they were the scariest team when completely healthy. I'm starting to wonder just a little bit with the moves at the trade deadline and just you kind of hear little things. Kyle Lowry, sometimes it feels like he's a little moody and he's never really been that happy that the team traded DeMar DeRozan, and then they lost some key bench players when they acquired Marc Gasol. I just feel like it might be an issue for that to completely work, and I don't know that Kawhi Leonard's the kind of leader that's going to, you know, take that team and carry them. I mean, he's a great player, but I tend to think right now the Bucks, because I saw him vice for him first week of the season, and I was completely impressed with the way they could spread the ball and shoot and with what Giannis is able to do. And signing Mirotić, to me, was a bigger move than the Raptors signing Gasol. And the Sixers, I just feel like they're so up and down. They've got some young guys that have yet to really experience big success, and it seems like every time they lose, it's like the world is coming to an end. So it feels like the Bucks are the even-keel team, and as long as Giannis stays healthy, that's probably where I would go right now. But you know, every night you can watch a game. It's like Sunday, the Sixers beat the Lakers on national TV, and people were ready to crown them. And then last night, the Celtics beat them. When the Pacers beat the Lakers last week, nobody talked about the Pacers. It was just what's wrong with the Lakers. So, you know, don't count out the Pacers, but I'd say the Bucks right now have to be the favorite.
Jeremiah Johnson, Fox Sports Indiana. We appreciate the time. We'll talk to you in the playoffs.
Sounds good.
He joined.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.